for the essays, for the hint,
for the news reports, for the essays, for the pamphlets.
So for the Panthers, you know, for the
we pamphlets. Do it for the Panthers, the Florida Panthers.
We do it for the Georgia Panthers.
We do it for the Texas Panthers.
Dude, worldwide. Worldwide, homie. Here it is.
Shit, we might even fuck around and call them Panthers, you know?
Dude, I met a Black Panther like 2 nights ago.
I thought you were talking about an actual Black Panther, like the animal.
I'm talking about a 92-year-old Black man in Oakland.
Oh, hell yeah. That's gang. Yeah.
Dude, though, isn't your place in Sonoma near like a wild cat sanctuary?
Very interesting. I'm actually very near panthers right now. Both wild and cats. Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of Panther tie-ins this week. You know what I mean?
That's sick, dude.
Yeah, the spot I'm at, we're doing a fireside chat this week, Jake. So I'm up in my alternate location in Sonoma County.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah, I got the wood stove going and a bookshelf and a couch.
I'm just walking these mean streets of Union Square, bro.
Oh, straight up, dude, New York. You know,
yeah. Shit, Pop Smoke, dude.
Straight up, dude. And you're legit. You're legit walking down the street right now.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I love it. Yeah,
I was in Target. You just missed me at Target, dude.
Damn,
I was getting some antifungal cream. You know, classic.
we call that. We came up with a thing called land diving. Like, you know how there's like scuba diving, right? Like, and there's skydiving, you know? It's like, but there's no like land diving. So it's like, hey, what are you up to? It's like, I'm gonna go land diving at Target. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, we could do like land diving tours. We could roll this into our walking tours of the suburb.
Like scuba instructors, but land instructors.
You're like, oh, you're gonna want to everybody gear up. So the bunny goes through the hole.
We don't want any of our shoes to have holes in them because people get and piss in these streets. All right.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Land diving instructor. Put it on the resume, dude. The next teacher.
Probably actually helped me get a job.
Yeah, totally, dude. Yeah, I've been land diving. I've been a land diving instructor for about 6 years.
I think you'll think this one's funny. Because fucking today I got into work because they like never have, they always have me at like nighttime, like 4 to 2 a.m. or some shit. And today they made me come in at 10:30 a.m. for this like private party. And I'm like mad tired, you know, like super fucking exhausted because I never wake up that early. Mm-hmm. And they tried to call in the other bar back saying that I was blacked out.
Because
I was tired, yeah.
They're like, this
boy's blacked out. We need you to come in. And I'm, like, actually killing it, like, making hella drinks, like doing a really good job. I'm just not, like, smiling. And they're like, he's drunk. Y'all fucking missed every single time I've been drunk. And the one time I'm dead sober, and I'm blacked out.
Well, probably that's what threw them off. You know what I mean? They're so used to seeing you blacked out. Like, when they saw you sober, they're like, there's something wrong with this guy.
Dude's blacked out.
Whoa, Jake thought his normal self today. You know what I mean? We're
gonna be, nah, for real.
Yeah, Jake, clearly that's you don't have it today. Like, you need to go home. You know, it's okay. You know,
that shit made me so mad. Honestly, I was like, y'all fucking had every right every other day.
So what'd you tell them? You're just like, I'm not blacked out, but I usually am.
No one told me except for the other bartender who came in later. He was like, they tried to make me come in early because they were saying you were blacked out and shit. And I was like, what? Like, that's fucking insane.
Crazy.
But it was funny.
Yeah.
But you could just say drunk too. Why did they say blacked out?
That's like taking it to a pretty extreme. Do you think I could be land dive certified if I was just blackout
drunk? I don't think I'd be able to make all these drinks. fucking without breaking shit if I was blacked out.
Dude, maybe that's what land diving is.
What's land
blacking
diving?
Out at work.
You just black out.
Yeah, and so like you do kind of need some safety gear for that. Like the neck pillow thing, maybe that'd be part of the land diving gear.
You're gonna want to wear some warm clothes because when you wake up, you will be outside.
You will be cold. Yeah, yeah. It's 70 degrees outside. What if I have a down jacket on? Like, who's the land diving instructor?
Hey, leave the land diving instruction to me, all right? Yeah,
so technically, you should all be wearing thermals. That's a good show. So we were talking, I was going to bring this up, so the fucking, the bumper sticker essential, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
That thing's awesome, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
For one, we got a bunch of orders for it. I say a bunch, like two.
Hey, that's a bunch.
Hey, man, if you're me, that's a bunch. You know what I mean?
I mean, looking at the alternative, zero.
It's true. It's a lot. It's kind of infinitely more than zero. Yeah. And then I kind of realized, I think it's the first piece of art I've ever sold. I was actually just hanging out with who's an artist, you know?
The beatboxing barista?
No, that's
Oh,
yeah, I actually texted him the other day, though. Which is
for real?
I haven't texted him in like 10 years. Yeah, I texted him that Whip and the Yam song because we used to always sing that, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. I kind of just text him that song like once every like 4 or 5 years or something like that.
That job was funny.
But, he didn't
Dude would corner us and be like, yo, let me show you something sick.
the other guy would come to work all ready to work and he would just bring a trumpet, you know what I mean? He would just be behind the fucking cafe bar just playing the trumpet.
We're dying in tickets and he's over there.
Oh yeah, totally.
For a big booty Latina.
Yeah, this thing was always like, yo, if my girl calls, tell her I'm not here. That's like all
and whenever
does.
She did come, he would go into the cool walk-in cooler and just stay there.
Yeah, he was always dodging this girl, yeah. It was pretty funny. Yeah, his whole game was like, just play the trumpet, dodge the girl. And try not to make any food or drink for anybody. Yeah, that kid's awesome. He's actually he was a high flyer for the Warriors, like, you know, like the halftime show.
Yeah. He's still killing it in the trumpet world.
I don't know. I lost touch with him.
I stay updated with him on Instagram.
He's not flying no more.
I don't think so.
Okay, but yeah, he's like, you know, fly through the air and do like crazy flips and dunk the basketball, like that kind of
thing. That shit's badass.
Oh, wow.
He was on like 2K 2017 or something.
Yeah, they used him for the video game. Like when you play the NBA video game, like the halftime show graphics, like on the NBA video game, that's our buddy, like in a green suit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like with the dots all over it. Yeah, he's the one who's like the guy. That's
pretty
swaggy. Yeah, he's cool as shit. But just terrible boyfriend. You know what I mean? He's cool as shit if you're not his baby mama.
Facts.
I had another update too. Is so the Whippet story I told about the shopping cart full of Whippets, you know? He's still in prison. Yeah. So free Dan. I guess evidently too, I left a part out of that story that he was wearing a skin tight. I do remember this, but yeah, he was with skin tight, like mid-drift Hooters uniform.
It was.
I mean, the picture. It's an indelible image. The 60 cans of cream. The 6 cans of whipped cream. That's like how he is in my brain. But yeah, he's doing a pretty long stint right now. Actually, kind of reminds me though of the Black Panther I met though. I thought you might find this interesting, Lily. Mm-hmm. To be honest, than anything. We kind of got the Panther stuff, you know. So I met this 92-year-old man who did a he did 44 years in prison. He just got out.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Damn.
He got out in 2023. He went in 1979.
Wow.
Got out in 2023, yeah. And, what was crazy is he was like, so amongst other things he was saying, but just like this one part, like, he said a lot of like very serious shit, obviously. It's a very like incredible story. Talking to me so much stuff about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then the one part, he's just talking about the Black Panthers, you know, and he's just, like, name-dropping Black Panthers, but not, like, in some braggadocious way. He's like, oh, like, yeah, no, I was like, it was crazy. It was the 80s. It was Oakland, you know, and he's like, fucking, my buddy Huey, he was getting in a lot of trouble, you know? I'm serious, though. And he's like, you got, like, listen to this, man. Like, the feds, they were, like, watching us. And I was like, God, like, I'm pretty sure I believe you.
Yeah.
You're telling me that the feds were watching you and Huey Newton? Like, nah, really? Nah, I don't know. I think you were being a little paranoid. I'm pretty sure.
That's a conspiracy.
Sure. Yeah, it is. I don't want to get into this whole. I don't know about this wacky story, old man. But part, like, so it's actually, like, there's a bunch of guys sitting around, and then everyone's asking him questions, and he's kind of just going for it. You know, he was wrong. His story is he was wrongly convicted. You know, and he just got out, and he's got this lawsuit against the state of California for like $40 million, like a mil a year for every year he was in there, basically. You know,
damn.
Yeah, but anyways, these guys are asking him questions, and like everyone's kind of dancing around the one question, which is cool. You know, like, don't ask that question. But then somebody's like, They're like, so what was like? What was it like? And they're like, how was the food? You know, he's like, oh, that food was horrible. You know? Terrible food, you know. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, what? Did you like work while you were in there or anything like that? You had like a job in prison? He's like, oh, yeah, I was the cook. You know,
that's awesome.
I'm telling you, like, it went down. Exactly like I just told you. Like, that was the conversation. And I'm sitting, I start busting up laughing. And, like, everyone looks at me, like, all crazy. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Crazy, you know? And, like, and I kind of repeat it back. I'm like, oh, the food was horrible. What'd you do? How was the cook, you know? And he's looking at me kind of crazy, too. Like, the old man, all the guys that were sitting around. I was like, okay, like, my bad. Like, I'm the only one that thinks that's funny. Oh, horrible food. Oh, terrible. Couldn't eat it. Oh. Yeah, he's out there though. He's like hella spry. Yeah, he's
nice.
He was a young 92, but he also said he was like done. He's like I'm cool. He's like, yeah, I'm ready to die. He's like, fuck this shit. You know? He's like,
yeah.
But
that's where most of the Black Panthers reside in Oakland, huh? Most of the Black Panthers that are still around like reside in Oakland, right?
Well, I'll tell you this. I tried to look the guy up. So he said his name was Rudy, which I didn't press him on his full name or anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, I'm thinking like, and I did kind of ask. I was going to ask that's a very interesting, very intense story. Like, has anyone ever written about you? Like, you know, write about, you know? About how there's this one person who's going to write his story or whatever like that. But then I'm just kind of like looking up some stuff. So I was like, I kind of want to like read his story. Like, what was the fucking story, you know?
Yeah.
And so I look up, convicted, ex-Black Panther, did 44 years, exonerated, and a lot of results came up. the joke, and actually the very serious part, is like a lot of Blacks got thrown in prison, a lot of them prison, you know what I mean? A lot of them wrongly convicted, like all that shit. So in that sense, it's not an uncommon story. So your question is, where do a lot of ex-Black Panthers live? And I think the answer is a lot of them are expatriated, dead, or in prison. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty rare to meet like a dude who was really rolling around with Huey. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I have no reason to doubt that part of the story. And I don't really doubt much of the story at all, except, you know, I don't know. I'll probably just leave it there, but, you know, just like, I guess I'll say it like this. The only reason I bring up any doubt at all about anything is any man that spent 44 years in prison, which I don't doubt that part at all, but you seem really nice. Like, you seem like a really nice old man. I'm like, there's more to that story. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, facts.
Yeah. Like, you're going to be a, if you, if, survived 44 years in the federal penitentiary system in California. You probably didn't do it by just being this really unassuming, sweet old man, you know?
Yeah, for real.
And I'll tell you this, he wasn't winning no friends with the food either. You know what I mean?
Nah, straight up. Dude, it's a Christmas miracle. It's snowing.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not here. Not where I am. It's very cold, though.
I was pawing on my tongue. I've been waiting for the snow. I hope it sticks.
It might, dude. Yeah, dude, shooting dice in an alley, like drinking 40s, is really fun.
It really is.
You know? Yeah. Probably, if you've like never done that, you should probably do it. You know?
No, yeah, shooting dice is a rite of passage.
It is. Shooting some dice up against the wall for some crumpled up dollar bills. You know,
drinking hell yeah. Some do you know how to play craps?
Craps? Like the casino game?
Yeah.
No, I never played craps. No.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I have two dice. Mm. And I'm like, I want to learn how to play craps now.
Well, it's more about the board, too, right? I mean, craps is all about, I mean, it's just like anything else. It's about betting. But yeah, I mean, you can like bet on numbers, you know? And then like crapping out is like, that's how the game is.
And what's up with all these dice games starting with C's?
That's true, huh?
You know, un-bull.
Yeah, pretty un-bull, you know? Not gay.
They're not gay.
I've kind of been slacking on that one. I'm going to bring that one back, too.
No, that one's great.
Yeah, I'll have to bring that one back. Yeah, I feel like I got a lot of shit for y'all this week, you know? I haven't even touched on it, dude. You got any new stuff, Jake? You been working on anything?
Shit, just really think. I was just really thinking about that one, about I beat myself so my husband doesn't have to.
Yeah, that one's tight. Yeah, I threw myself.
That one's been my week, pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, that's great. Yeah. We had one, this is kind of on the HVAC front, and you know, always good to get some more HVAC drugs in there. So I was doing this, with the homie, and we were doing this, like, shoddy weed grow situation. Basically, it's like these guys wanted me to, like kind of hack in, like, this exhaust system for their hash machine, or, like, their extraction machine or whatever. But it's like a real, like, I've been in a lot of weed labs, you know, like, I've done a lot of weed labs. This one's, like, pretty fucking janky, you know? So I'm telling him, I'm like, yeah, like, they're like, he's like, where's this duck going? I'm like, it's going over to that, like, thing right there, like, where they cook the mess. Like, where they cook the mess or whatever.
So we're joking, no, that's great.
Like, yeah, but then we're joking. It's like, so, like, you're trying to, like, you know, you're, like, at a job, like, doing a job walk, you know? You know, like you're trying to like sell the job, like so, like we, like you do, like what kind of work do you do? It's like, oh well, you know, like mostly I do a lot of meth labs. You know what I mean? We do a lot of like sex trafficking dungeons. I've done a few like pit bull. A couple.
Oh shit.
Yo,
we lost you.
Oh, y'all lost me, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
At meth lab or what?
At Pitbull.
Hold on, let's see. Hold on.
Lose you?
Yeah, I guess y'all lost me. Let's talk about meth lab.
Into a dead zone. Now, that's funny, dude. We do a lot of meth labs, a lot of sex trafficking.
Yeah, a lot of sex trafficking dungeons. yeah, we've done a few Pitbull fighting basements. Yeah,
we also make memes sometimes.
Yeah, cockfighting warehouses. And we were also joking too about sort of. Remember, I was talking about like rolling out Christmas lights for my extension cords.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. So this one we were joking too about like instead of walkie talkies because I use walkie talkies at work, like busting out like the tin cans with like a string on the end.
Nah, hell yeah.
Dude, but like actually, I'm gonna fucking do that one. Like that one, like I'm doing. Have you guys ever actually done that?
I've tried multiple times and it's never worked for me.
Well, you have to get the string tight. That's
I think you have to have a specific type of string too, though. It can't be yarn. It can't be yarn.
What the fuck like, is yarn, dude? Yeah,
well, yarn is string, bro.
No, yarn is yarn. It's too soft. No, you need string.
Because it's not like, tight. You need like strings.
I think you need like nylon string though, you know, like something with like a plastic coat on it or something.
You just want something taut, you know, with some tensile strength, some tensile integrity.
Who you calling not taut?
Yeah. Oh, dude, my string is taut, homie. You get these fucking hands talking about my string like that.
Oh, you getting political?
Yeah. Oh, man. All these politibs.
Politibs is crazy.
Dude, we got to get, we definitely got to get those fucking bumper stickers going, though, now that we got a shot for them.
Yeah. Just get one that says politibs.
Just for no reason. Yeah.
Politibs.
It could be like a USA color too. Or just have like a waving American flag at the end. You know?
Yeah, Politibs 2025.
Well, that actually kind of reminds me is like way back in the day when Bernie Sanders first like became like popular, I guess, like running for like president. Yeah. Popular. Like I knew who he, like I actually didn't know who he was at the time, but it was like the first go around with like Hillary, I guess. And they're like, oh, tonight, like Hillary Clinton debates Barry Sanders or Bernie Sanders. But I heard Barry Sanders and I was like picturing Barry Sanders, like the retired Detroit running back, you know?
Barry Sanders.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, dude, Barry Sanders is going to debate Hillary Clinton. I'm fucking tuning into that, you know? Yeah. I was like, who the fuck is this old Jewish guy? Bring fucking Barry Sanders out, dude.
This ain't Barry Sanders. Yeah,
dude, Barry Sanders would spin move his way out of that question. Well, like, I legit thought Barry Sanders was going to debate Hillary Clinton. I kind of miss that era of movies, to be honest.
Yeah, I've been in a big fucking, what's that guy, Philip C. Hoffner or something? He's like Will Ferrell's buddy in that movie?
No, it's something Riley.
Oh,
Philip C. Riley or something. Yeah, John C. Riley. I mean, Joe Biden was one of the funniest people also who ever existed.
Mm. Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
Dude was hilarious.
Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, he's kind of a clown. Well, I watched that whole speech about the guy named, like, Peanut Butter or Popcorn or whatever. Like, my buddy was like, you haven't seen this? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. He made me watch it, and I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? It's like a fucking 45-minute speech about a guy named Popcorn. I'm like, what the fuck? Is this real? Talking about like putting on a black scent or whatever like that. Like that was like in Harlem or some shit too.
I just stumbled upon this guy. Who is a total white dude who keeps convincing everyone he's Jamaican and he speaks with like the patois or whatever.
Oh, really?
Good job, man. I'm glad you brought it up because we haven't talked about fake white Rastas yet.
Dude, I was so stoked because we were just listening to that fucking, we were just talking about fucking Informa and fucking
just comes
on my feed like Instagram was listening to us. And it's this dude who's getting called out by all these Jamaicans for being a not real Jamaican, but being like, no, I was born here, Bumbleclot.
Oh, I think awesome. I've seen that guy.
No, and he's kind of awesome.
Well, I don't really follow anybody on anything, but I'm going to follow this guy. I'll find it.
He's cool, dude.
It's
and
like
now
kind of
he got called
dude.
Out too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got called out too much to now where he's like, nah, I ain't Jamaican no more. It's like a really cool hero arc, you know?
Oh, man. It sounds like he folded a little bit, you know?
Kind of cool in a cool way.
He's not as oblivious as Snow, unfortunately.
I'm sad.
Nah, that Snow's fucking interview was crazy.
Probably. Did you watch it? You did watch it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It's pretty fucking awesome, isn't it? Like,
it lost my attention a couple times, but he always brought me back.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that. Like, it's pretty long.
With the way that he responds to shit is funny as shit, dude.
It really is. Like, he's like, what are you talking about? I've never seen someone like not get such direct, clear questions before. He's like, He's like, I just, what do you, like, I don't get it. Like, what do you mean? You know? Yeah, it's fucking, it's rad. Wait, what's happening with
fucking
the phone, huh?
Just yeah. goes out when I fucking turn my phone back on. God, not do that.
Oh, is that what's happening?
I don't know. I got my screen fixed from this sketchy ass place, and because I broke my screen on my phone, and now it just like does some random shit.
Oh, okay, it's all good. You know.
We haven't discussed vape flavors or whippets.
Well, we don't need to do whippets every week, but I think we do need to.
We touched on whippets a little bit. The guy with the fucking.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But vape flavors. Well, I think that. We could expand on vape flavors and, you know, be very, very much like the warrior, like Steph Curry, blueberry.
No.
Draymond Green apple. You know?
No, I got some, dude. Actually, I forgot I had this. I got this in the can already. It's a tactical vapes. It's like vapes with
tactical
vapes on them, crazy. You know, or like a flashlight, like a paracord, or like there's like a lighter on it. Or like a little fucking like pocket knife, like can opener, you know? Like,
a vape with a fucking tactical knife on it, with
dude,
a
or like,
army knife vape.
Totally, dude. Fucking tactical vape. You know what I mean? Like survival vape. You know what I mean?
It tastes like aluminum canned beans.
it's also like food for a month somehow.
Oh, this fucking vape has a parachute in it. So like a little
awesome.
You got like a little mini shovel in case I need to take a shit in the woods.
Oh, yeah. It comes with toilet paper.
Well, dude, that also reminds me of like, do you remember when phones didn't have flashlights? Because I remember when iPhones came out, they were like, this phone has the internet on. And I was like, hold on, let me see that. This phone has a fucking flashlight on it? I gotta get one of these.
No, yeah, like, that's what sold me on them.
That's what sold me on iPhones, like when they first came out. I was like, this phone has a fucking flashlight? This is incredible. I was like, hold on a second. You're telling me and this thing plays rap videos? Like, my mind is blown. You know, they're like, it can tell you your cholesterol. I don't give a fuck about that, dude. Like, it's got a fucking...
Nah, I had the iPod Nano for a while, where it's just okay. Like, it's like the, or no, iPod Shuffle. Where it just shuffles your music.
Mm-hmm.
But I only had Akon and Young Jeezy, that one song. So it would just shuffle the same song over and over. Akon and Young Jeezy, try to take it easy. Yeah.
But that doesn't make that song any less real.
That song's the coolest.
I mean, yeah, if you're looking for me, I'll be on the block. I was gonna say, like, back to the iPhone thing though. Is like, do you remember when like everyone didn't have a flashlight on them all the time? You know,
yeah,
it's so hard about my shit. But like, everyone has a flashlight now, and like everyone didn't used to just have a flashlight all the time.
True.
Well, the iPhone was like basically an iPod at the beginning of its life. Like, it wasn't
with a fucking flashlight though. Fucking iPod.
Yeah, with a flashlight, but like it wasn't even a phone at the beginning. I'm pretty sure, or no, it was like iPod screen or something.
Yeah, no, I was like living in the woods when iPhones came out. So
you ever heard that rapper that lives out in the woods? That's like a white kid who's like Nate Will Do It or something, or Nate Builds Shit or something. And he's like kind of funny, dude. And I think he's kind of like on the level.
Okay. I mean, if he lives in the woods,
he builds his own sheds and he'd be rapping about creeks being a creek.
If he raps and lives in the woods, he's on the level.
Mm-hmm. I know, dude. He reminds me a lot of you, honestly.
I mean,
I was like, this guy must have ran into Rich at one point in his life or another.
It's not like that, Rich. No, I think we're fast leaping the names. I've actually watched those shows where it's like to survive, like, oh, like stay alive in Alaska shows or whatever. I'm like, I know that chick. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like, you know some of those people.
Oh,
nah, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's like funny. You're like, oh, I know that person. Oh, this this show's about trying to be an oogle, yeah, I'm going to know a couple of these people on this show. Dude, the best one was when that Kai the Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker dude got famous. Who I don't know that
Bro,
guy personally.
The,
yeah.
The interview, or the whole documentary about him was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, my take on that, though, was like, so what happened was, is you took a fucking oogle, and a very fucking intense oogle, right? I mean, the guy just killed somebody with a hatchet. You know what I mean? And like, I do know people that know that guy or whatever. Like, we all know people that know that guy. Like, that particular person. Mm-hmm. Not just a guy like that. But anyways, but then, like, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, like, tried to, like, you know, like, bring him on the show as, like, a recurring guest or something. And then, like, of course, like, shit went really bad. And it's like, dude, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? Like, you brought a train-hopping drunk Google into a goddamn Hollywood
And
studio.
He would use all his money on Jack Daniels and shit.
Dude, yeah, he was, like, it's like he was just, like,
he was
breaking
supposed to get
fucking...
a hotel.
Yeah,
hotels.
He's like just breaking whiskey bottles or like security guards' heads and shit, and like just like shitting on the floor, like doing all kinds of like just real general Uber type behavior.
What did you expect?
What did you think was gonna happen? So
shout out Jimmy Kimmel though.
I was gonna say shout out the hatchet wielding hitchhiker, but you know,
a little bit of both.
He really represented the end of that era.
Jimmy Kimmel doing blackface will always be cool.
shout out Jimmy Kimmel for doing blackface. that's how your caveat. I don't really agree with everything he did, but at least he did blackface. You know?
And he did it where everyone agreed it was kind of cool.
It was like him being Carl Malone or something. I'm like,
yeah, and I don't think anyone was upset about it, dude.
Everyone's
like, well, kind of cool.
I don't know about any of that. I'm not going to co-sign any of this. You know, you're a co-host here, so you can say whatever you want. Are you at the store again now, Jake, or what?
Huh?
Are you at the store or what?
Nah, I'm at my girlfriend's work.
Okay, that's tight.
And her mom just rolled up while I was sitting on the fucking sidewalk looking like a total hobo.
Okay, that's good.
She's probably embarrassed.
Yeah. Okay, I got one more for you. This is all of the conversation with me and my brother, which, anyways. So he was talking about how he went to a financial advisor. Literally, I feel like you're going. And he's telling me, like, you know, it's probably not a bad idea.
Oh, you're cutting out really bad.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
am I here?
Yeah.
You got me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I was talking to my brother, and he said he went to a financial advisor or whatever, financial planner, whatever this, you know. I'm like, yeah, dude, lost me there. You know what I mean? But anyways, he's like, no, it's like, you know, I could even like help you out. Like, you could maybe go to one. And I was like, dude, like, I got so much fucking crazy shit going on. I was like, you know, between like fucking the government and like credit cards and taxes and all kinds of shit. And I was like, I don't need a financial advisor, basically. He's like, yeah, maybe you need like a lawyer. You know? And I'm like, yeah, no, dude, I need like a tracker. I need like a
I need the FBI, bro.
Mm. Yeah, I was thinking more like I need like a bounty hunter. I need like a Bale Bondsman, like with like a lot of tactical. Like a lot of tactical experience.
Like someone who knows how to track wolves.
I need like a wolf tamer.
Yeah, you're land diving, brother.
Yeah, dude. I think my financial situation's well beyond the skills of a financial planner. I think I'm gonna need kind of like Amazonian shaman type. Like, I'm gonna need like an Indian guru like Cobra Talker. Okay, that's the congratulations.
Speaking of though, people who fucking play flute to the fucking snakes are the coolest people ever.
They kind of stick to themselves, but yeah, I like them. You know, I never met.
I've been watching a lot of Wild Boys lately. Wild Boys is cool. They were cool dudes, but like snake charmers are cool, dude. They weren't on that. They had a bunch of snake like handlers on Wild Boys. Which I thought was like a little bit like lackluster. Have a snake charmer, dude. Or try to snake charm yourself. Like, that's kind of badass. Like, I mean, how did you get into that?
I was just going to say, you could get into snake charming. That'd be a cool thing to have in your pocket. You know?
It's kind of really cool, dude.
I mean, like, I can charm snake. I have my land diving certificate.
I'm not gay, but I can charm a snake, you know?
Oh, we gotta get the all joggers or tops jogging suits going too on the merch store.
Yo, jogging suits is crazy. I want one, dude. A jogger.
I want a jogger that says all joggers are cops on it.
Yeah, same, dude. We should have you know how they have like members only like jackets for like the crew? We should have jogger outfits for the podcast crew.
Yeah. I don't mind it. It's pretty funny how that works.
Cool as shit, dude.
I was at work the other day, and I have a new table. I always have like new shit, you know. So
Lily, is it snowing for you?
What's up?
Because it's going hard over here.
I'm not outside.
You got a window or something?
I got a window. It actually doesn't look like it's snowing that much.
It's flurrying over here.
Yeah.
Kind of beautiful.
No snow where I'm at. In the East Day, y'all are in the deep East.
Yo, Informer,
up and down the lane. cops or joggers, or joggers or cops. I was writing on my new table, you know, so I always like write Ajax on all my shit, so I know what was mine, you know what I mean? So I bust my table out and I grab a can of spray paint and I write AJAC on the table. You know, to like label it as my table, you know?
Yeah. And, the table is crazy.
Yeah. And then the guy I'm working with, the guy at the company, like, he's like, hey, so what is Ajax? You know, I'm like, you write down all your stuff. And I was like, oh, it's all joggers are cops. You know? I just went back to working, like bending metal. He's like, well, that answers that question. You know what I mean?
Bro, I hope you know every time I tag my shit out here, I write Ajax on every tag I do.
Well, you should. Yeah. I mean, it's important, you know?
But it's actually become a part of myself, for sure.
It's a crew, you know what I mean? It's not just me. You know what I mean? So it's the crew. There's people out there with it tattooed on them. Just like if you did.
Real.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm about to get that shit tattooed for sure.
Yeah, fucking homie, it's fucking tattooed on his leg,
really.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I forget his name. Like, he wasn't like really tight with us, but as soon as we put him onto it, he was like, he tattooed it.
Really?
on his leg. He was cool as shit. I don't remember him very well.
Okay, I knew? I remember him.
Yeah, I mean, he was at the Woo. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah. Some fucking Olympia kid or something.
Oh, yeah.
Some dude out there in the Pacific Northwest forest has Ajax.
Olympia, dude. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That's where y'all met?
Portland. We met in Portland. Yeah. Actually, I was just telling Marquita that story the other day about how me and Lily met, which was we lived together for like, I don't know, like a month or two, and we didn't know it.
And did you not like Rich right away? Lily?
What kind of question is that? Fuck you, dude. Like, I'll answer that question for you right now. Don't fuck yourself.
Well, Rich, no. I hope you know I liked you right away.
I thought that was gonna go the other way. I just wanted to know that
you were singing fucking rap lyrics. The first time I met you, you were singing fucking the tour. Rich Gang the Tour.
That
you're like,
right, yeah.
Da Vinci, my cousin, my brothers, and my hoes. And then, like, I would go, like, for real. And, like, try to be your friend.
doing the ad libs.
Yeah. I know this song, Rich.
That's tight, dude. Just, like, trying to take orders.
Dude, that shit was cool. When I first met you, I remember. It was, like, I think it was or the other girl, Brittany, or... The other accountant who was like, this is Rich. He kind of runs shit around here. Yeah. I think it was either who was like, no, this is Rich. You're going to be homies with him. Like,
oh, that's funny. Yeah, probably because I didn't really know back in those days. Yeah. But yeah, now me and Lily, we were roommates, but we didn't like know it for a while. Like we ran into each other in the kitchen and we're, she was like, she she's like, who are you? She's like, oh, I live here or whatever. I live here too. I've been living here for like 2 months. She's like, oh, bet. Like, that's cool.
No, that's sick.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
At like a hippie house or some shit?
Yeah, basically. A big punk house. Yeah.
That's sick.
I mean, like 10, a little more specific yeah. than that. Like a Black Magic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very fucking cool.
Dude, kind of.
Yo, y'all are a trip. Black Magic is, you're like, not a little different than hippies. Like, yeah.
Yeah, they were like Black Magic hippies, actually.
We were actually sorcerers.
Wow, dude, they legit were like, they were cutting the heads off chickens in the basement and throwing pentagrams.
Yo, yeah. That's crazy.
No, that's a true story, dude. And there was like, yeah, there's like coyotes buried in the backyard. There's like
next week on Room for Air.
the Black Magic hippie house.
Yeah. What the hell, dude? Yo, we gotta do some deep dives on all this shit because I have not heard this story.
Oh yeah, dude, that was the house. We called it.
That's cool.
Yeah, that house is a dark place, man.
It's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, it's a really fucked up place. I mean, it's actually a lot of fun. Like, we had a lot of time.
Super fun.
Dude, that was when I was
pretty sure the band fucking Mayhem had a lot of fun too. Burning churches and stabbing each other.
Yeah.
Dude, we had black metal bands playing in that house.
Yeah, we had
a lot of house shows there.
Yeah.
And Rich is like, this is trash. Where's the trap music at?
No, I always say, like, this rap song sucks. You guys are terrible rappers.
Yo, this is the worst Juicy J cover song I've ever heard.
No, I would be like, why do they always try to put guitars in rap songs? It never sounds good. No, we were deep in the metal. What's really funny is, like, not even like me trying to be like bragging or whatever, but like I was like real deep in like the like Northwest metal scene, but like I don't even give a shit. I'm just like riding around listening to Boosie. I like riding around with famous like metal musicians who like people like pay to see. And I was like, yeah, that's cool, dude, but you should check out this fucking mixtape right here. But I got one Woo story for you though. Lily, you'll think you were here for this one, but you'll love it. So in that house, so we'll do one story now. You know what I mean? But this is one of many moments, you know.
This is the precursor.
Yeah, so there's this girl I used to live there named. Do you remember?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, and there's this other kid that lived there. His name was like, I think. Yeah, it was. He was like a drummer, you know. And one day, like I'm like sleeping on the couch, and like I wake up and are like having a fight. They lived in like these two bedrooms that are next to each other. And the quote, he was like, damn. He was like, stop astral projecting yourself into my dreams. And he was like super pissed and like slammed the door. She's like, I'm never going to stop doing it. It was like,
yo, that's
like,
crazy.
You had to have like house meetings about this. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, it's like a house meeting, dude. Just astral projecting yourself in everyone's dreams again. You know, I was like, dude, I don't really care. Dude. Like, will someone just pay the light bill? You know what I mean? That light bill was never paid. You know?
That's hilarious, bro.
We could do one story every week. That's one of very, very many.
My girlfriend's fucking kind of mad at me, so I gotta go, guys.
Later.
Later.
I love you.
Love you too, man.